This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
This is Chicago's all-news station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
WBBM News Time, 1205. It's great to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Noon Business Hour as we get ready to wrap up another trading week. I'm Cisco Cotto.
And I'm Chris Kreidel. We have sunny skies today, but it's quite cold, a temperature of 24. The wind chill index makes it feel like 11.
The Noon Business Hour is presented by the Village of Bedford Park. Let's kick things off with an update of Wall Street at Bloomberg. Here's Elisa Parenti.
Well, the Dow is headed lower by 295 points. Once again, we are deep in the red, but better than we were earlier in the session. We've got a loss of about 1.25%. We're at 24,468. It was worse when we opened. The NASDAQ down 127 points and the S&P falling 35. The Bloomberg WBBM Chicago Index sliding more than 1%. No part of the employment report exceeded the expectations of economists. In fact, everything came in either weaker or in line with what was forecast. 155,000 jobs added to payrolls compared to the Bloomberg surveyed economists who were forecasting 198,000. The reading from October was also revised downward by 13,000. The unemployment rate held at 3.7%, and average hourly earnings were higher by 3.1% year over year. OPEC and Russia, meeting in Vienna, have struck a deal on cutting crude oil output to boost prices. That is what they're seeing. Crude futures are higher by 4.5% to $53.82 a barrel. Back to you, Cisco and Chris.
Thanks, Elisa. On today's Noon Business Hour, we're going to dig into some of these reports that we're reading this morning. And also the question, who is getting hired and who's getting fired?
Yeah, we'll be checking in with Pat Cassidy throughout the show. WBBM's 23rd annual Good Neighbor Radiothon going on right now to benefit the Salvation Army. You can call and make a gift, 844-361-8400, 844-361-8400, or on our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com/radiothon. Later on in the show, it is Entrepreneur Friday. We will have someone from the Bra Lab talking about some...
What?
The Bra Lab. Innovative bra solutions. Interchangeable bras meant to be seen with tricky clothing. And as you can imagine, Chris, I have lots of problems with that. So
high fashion, right?
Lots of questions for the folks at the Bra Lab. No, neat stuff. All of that and loads more on today's Noon Business
Hour. We'll get you a sit down.
A proper fitting would be important.
An economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The government jobs report for November is today's headliner. Joining us on the International Autos Orland Park business line is Matt Mategan, CEO at Blue World Asset Managers here in Chicago. Thanks for joining us, Matt. Nice to have you back on the program. We are seeing a lot of reports about the economy today and jobs. What appealed to you the most?
Well, as we look across the landscape here, we're seeing a lot of reports about weakness in the economy and the economy slowing down. And if it's out there, we don't see it. This is one of those reports where a softer side headline is actually masking a very, very strong report. With a headline at 155,000, the private sector added 161,000. And that keeps, with 11 months of 2018 in the books, that keeps the monthly average for private sector over 200,000 a month. The labor force grew by 133,000. Total employed grew by almost 250,000, and the number of unemployed dropped by 100,000. So we're also seeing double-digit gains in all the areas you want to see gains, in manufacturing, retail, transport, services, education, healthcare, the list goes on and on. But the biggest indicator today that things across the board are still very robust are the diffusion indexes, where they track 258 industries. Of those, 76 industries are are most specifically manufacturing. And those indexes, where 50 would indicate a break even on those industries adding jobs versus those staying the same or losing jobs is 50. These reports are both the 258 across the board still sits at 60, and manufacturing alone is up at 64. So, again, if there's weakness out there, we sure don't see it.
Is it possible that some or many people are nervous about the international budgetary and also the disagreements?
Oh, without question. As a matter of fact, we're going to say that's the prime driver of the market skittishness right now is the trade war. Every single day we go back and forth, you know, looks like we're coming to the table, then we're not. And the markets, if the markets don't hate anything else, they hate uncertainty. And that's the big driver. So when you layer on something like a jobs report that at first blush looks weak, today's reaction is both completely understandable and also overreactionary in our estimation.
Do you get a feeling that there's been quite a lot of that overreaction going on here over the last several weeks? It seems like one piece of news comes in, huge swing, another piece of news comes in, swing in a different direction, just crazy volatility.
Oh, it is. And thank you for bringing that up, because a point that we like to make over and over and over is any one single day's report or news item just isn't enough to move the economy one direction or the other the way the markets do. So using the market's reaction to individual data points as a proxy for the health of the overall economy is not going to be a terribly accurate indicator because it is just that. People are very, very reactionary, and it simply isn't supported by the data that's out there. If we expand a little bit to the first week of economic reporting, in addition to the jobs numbers, PMI manufacturing and services, motor vehicle sales, productivity and costs, factory orders, consumer sentiment, these things all came in at extremely robust levels. So, again, the demise of the economy, the growth of the economy at this point is certainly premature.
Matt Mategan, always appreciate your insight. Thanks for being with us. Matt is CEO of Blue World Asset Managers here in Chicago. He blogs at blueworldam.com.
WBBM News Time, 12:25. We're seeing red on Wall Street today. Let's check in with Elisa Peretti.
Yeah, Chris, we are once again headed lower, and for the week, we're looking at losses of more than 3.5% for the main averages. On the day, the Dow down 387, NASDAQ up 145, down 145, and the S&P is lower by 42. The Wintrust WBBM Chicago Index from Bloomberg down 1.75%. Crude oil futures are headed sharply higher, gaining more than 4% on word that OPEC and allies have reached a deal to cut crude oil output, trying to boost prices. It's working. Futures right now at $53.71. Now let's turn to Kurt Kimmel at Bates Commodities in Normal. Kurt?
Well, good afternoon, Elisa. Grain markets are trading higher as we go through the noon hour. A positive weekly export sales report, a 224,000-ton wheat sale, and slow producer selling have been supporting feature. The next market maker will be next Tuesday's monthly supply-demand report. Corn futures are 2 to 3 cents higher, beans 5 to 5.5 cents higher, and the wheat market 15 to 16 cents higher. This is Kurt Kimmel, Bates Commodities in Normal.
Thank you, Kurt. With business at 25 and 55, live from the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Elisa Parenti, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
This is Chicago's all-news station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
WBBM News Time, 12:30. Good afternoon. I'm Cisco Cotto.
And I'm Chris Kreidel. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM.
Stocks are lower on this final day of the trading week. We'll see what's holding back the markets.
Entrepreneur Friday will meet the co-founder of a Chicago company that's an innovator in the undergarment industry.
President Trump says he'll nominate William Barr, Attorney General under George H.W. Bush, to serve in that same role.
The WBBM Good Neighbor Radiothon benefiting the Salvation Army is today, and we will hear from Pat Cassidy, who's at Woodfield Mall.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 389 points, NASDAQ down 145, and the S&P is down 42. Oil today is up 4.5%.
And on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials down 436 points.
And it's going to be a beautiful, sunshiny day in Chicagoland as we're heading to a high of 27. Right now, it's 24 O'Hare, 28 along the lakefront. The Noon Business Hour is presented by the Village of Bedford Park. Today is WBBM's 23rd annual Good Neighbor Radiothon to benefit the Salvation Army. You can be a part of this by calling with your gift at 844-361-8400, 844-361-8400, or online at our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com/radiothon.
Well, the markets are losing ground today, and joining us in the International Autos Orland Park business line is Paul Nolte, portfolio manager at Kingsview Asset Management here in Chicago. Paul, here's another day of bloodshed on Wall Street. What do you see?
You know, it's been more of the same, and it's all around trade, and it's been that way all week. And part of the reason we've seen the markets as weak as they have been, it doesn't seem like we've gone back to square one. I think we're at point zero now with trade. And the discussions among the various members, whether in the United States or China, indicate that there really is not a common ground anywhere between the two countries.
So that sets the stage for what?
Well, a lot of unknowns. Certainly, we've got a lot of companies that are very reliant on trade. We saw earlier this week where the trade deficit actually is getting worse in the United States, not better, with the trade tariffs. It is having an impact. We're starting to see some of the impact in some of the economic data. Factory orders down a little bit, durable goods down a little bit, and we're also seeing it in the companies. A lot of industrial companies talking about trade and the impacts on their supply chain, and et cetera, and having an impact on their bottom line, if not now, but certainly in the future. So those are all working their way into and through the economy. And unfortunately, tariffs and this type of discussion is not helpful for business and increases costs for everybody.
What's your suggestion to investors with a situation like this?
Well, what we've done is we've started to take some money out of the market. We've put it a little bit in bonds. We're holding a lot more in cash now than we generally do for a lot of our clients. We're at the lower end of their equity ranges. So we are very defensive in the markets. What we are holding is a little bit more in the consumer staples. We're actually holding a little bit international value stocks as opposed to growth. We think are probably good ways. You have to be invested in the market, good ways to play a little more defense and do reasonably well here.
You talk about value. Is there a way people can get income at this time, maybe investing in some of those dividend stocks, which are usually those value stocks as well?
They are. They're the consumer staples, utilities, real estate. The REITs have done very well over the last month and a half. And that's kind of come in line with interest rates, which have actually come down over the last month and a half as the economic data comes in a little worse than expected. And the expectation now is that the Fed will raise rates in December, but maybe stand down for much of 2019. And so as a result of that, treasuries have come down in yield, and that has put a little bit more of a bid underneath the utilities and the real estate, which tends to be a little bit more interest rate sensitive.
Now, if the Fed does that, what kind of a message does that send to investors? It seems like it's sort of a mixed bag now, where if they continue with the interest rate hikes through 2019, well, that shows they feel like there's a strong economy. If they back off, is that a sign that maybe there's even more weakness than some people have assumed?
Exactly right. And that's, again, leading to and running hand in hand with the tariffs and some of the decline here in the equity markets, because they're looking through that and saying exactly that. If the Fed is going to stand down and not raise rates, the economy can't be fabulously good, which means that maybe earnings growth and, or earnings in general may not be all that good next year. So we're not going to put as high a multiple on those earnings. And that's what I think is leading to some of this decline. We're not calling for a recession, but it is certainly a correction here in the marketplace.
And if there is going to be a recession, what would you see right now or soon?
As far as when?
Yeah, I mean, what would you be looking for? What signs?
Oh, when would we be looking for is in the employment report, something less than 100,000 in non-farm payrolls. The 155 we got today is pretty good. We're getting a little bit of an inversion in the yield curve. That's another sign. We're starting to see a little bit of an increase in spreads between high yield and treasuries and some of those credit corporate bond issues where those spreads have gotten wider. Those are a couple signs that we're at least on that path toward a recession. Whether that reverses if the Fed decides to stand pat, we'll have to see early next year.
Paul Nolte, thanks so much for bringing us up to date. A lot of information flying around, so thanks for sorting it out for us. Paul Nolte, Portfolio Manager at Kingsview Asset Management here in Chicago. Up next, Entrepreneur Friday, helping make a fashion statement through interesting undergarments.
News that makes you money. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Entrepreneur Friday here on the Noon Business Hour. This afternoon, we're talking with one of the winners of this year's Chicago Innovation Awards. We welcome Gina Crevy, co-founder of The Bra Lab and thebralab.com here in Chicago. Gina, you did win an Innovation Award, so your bra is not just any sort of bra. Introduce The Bra Lab to our listeners. Let them know what you do.
Okay, great. Yeah, so the Bra Lab is a solution-based bra. We redesigned it and created a size-inclusive, meant-to-be-seen bra that's supportive and interchangeable. So it actually becomes a part of your outfit for, like, tricky clothes.
What would make it meant-to-be-seen? Explain that for us.
So the bra comes in three pieces. It's cups and back straps and shoulder straps, and the straps attach to the sides of the cup, so the back is, like, a clean, seamless look.
So this is helpful for some people who may have difficulty wearing a normal bra on sale, but it's also a glamour as well, is it not?
Exactly. Well, a lot of, you know, the clothing styles now expose your bra, and the average bra size in America is a 34DD, so women really need to wear a supportive bra, and there weren't many options on the marketplace. So this is what we created.
I have to ask you, do you worry about, because the fashions can change so quickly and competition springs up in a job like yours, do you look over your shoulder and see what's out there?
Yes, I do, but you have to innovate quickly. We also have two patents on our design, and I just feel like the bra industry hasn't changed much throughout the years, and we, you know, disrupted the marketplace, and we're seeing great feedback from it.
So when it comes to how did you describe it again? Made to be seen. So is this material that's sort of meant to go along with various blouses and dresses that women might wear?
Yeah. Unlike traditional bra fabric, we use like prints and patterns or kind of more like swimwear material. So it actually becomes a part of your look and it doesn't look like lingerie.
What's your favorite piece there that you like to sell the most because it's so cool?
Well, I love the pinstripe piece, the back strap. It's clean and simple, but it also has a little bit of fashion to it. And also, like, a lot of our, you know, plain strapless bras are bestsellers, actually, too.
And how much does it cost?
$45 and up, depending. So a lot of our customers, we see our repeat customers because you buy the cup once and then you can add on different back straps and create a different whole bra with just like one cup.
And so does that help too when you're talking about strapless versus a particular type of strap? I mean, you really, it sounds like you're creating a bra that's really interchangeable with any outfit.
It really is. And it's customized to suit your needs. So in theory, you only need one bra and then you can customize it with different straps to wear with anything.
I have so many of my female friends literally texting me right now because they find it's hilarious that I'm talking about this.
About bras.
That I'm talking about
not
bras.
Not to mention your partner here at the desk.
And I know you're laughing at me behind the scenes. I'm genuinely fascinated by the fact that it's not, because this is Entrepreneur Friday. We're looking for people who tread new ground, who do new things.
Absolutely.
And so that's why I'm fascinated by the way that you've designed this and the fact that you've actually gone to market. You're selling these on your website. There's also other places, too. I believe Amazon and other places that people can get your product.
Exactly. Yes. Amazon, smaller boutiques. And then we're really excited. We're going to be launching in Nordstrom on Nordstrom.com in January.
So as an entrepreneur, talk about just the guts that it takes to say, hey, we have this idea. We think it's going to work. A lot of people do that. But to actually go through the process and to take the risk of actually going for it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that you have to be persistent and extremely confident in what you're doing. And you just really need to have that passion to be successful. And especially because we're transforming consumer behavior. So it takes a lot of guts and nerves of steel.
And have other women or men come up to you who are in the same business and asked for some guidance?
Yeah. So we have, you know, people that have, you know, given us good feedback about what we're doing in the industry, and they're just really interested in, you know, wanting to know how we did it.
Well, that's quite a product. I mean it. I'm fascinated by it. I obviously will never need it, but I'm still fascinated by it. And so good luck to you.
Best wishes to you, Gina. Yeah, you worked really hard on this.
Really neat. Gina Crevy, co-founder of The Bra Lab. You can find out more about it at thebralab.com. And The Bra Lab won one of the Chicago Innovation Awards this year. WBBM News Time, 12:55. A check of the market sponsored by Baird at Bloomberg. Here's Elisa Parenti.
Cisco, we are once again looking at a 2% loss across the board. The Dow is down 491 points. We have tumbled to 24,456, looking at a better than 4% slide for the main averages on the week. Today, the NASDAQ is down almost 2.5% or 176 points, and the S&P falling 52. The Wintrust WBBM Chicago Index from Bloomberg down more than 2%. The jobs report is out. Payrolls increased by 155,000. In November, the unemployment rate held steady, and that indicates some moderation in a still healthy labor market. The jobless rate unchanged at 3.7%. Retailers showed solid demand for workers overall, hiring more than 18,000 people in the month before Christmas. Transportation and warehousing, a category closely linked to retail, also saw gains, as did manufacturing payrolls. With business at 25 and 55, live from Bloomberg, Elisa Parenti, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
WBBM and HD Chicago, WCFS-FM and HD1 Elmwood Park, Chicago.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.